Governor John Kasich said $800 million had to be trimmed from his budget proposal, with tax revenues down $615 million for this fiscal year. So House Republicans made some big changes, including putting an additional $170 million into the fight against opioid abuse, which may be killing 11 people a day in Ohio. House Finance Committee Chair Ryan Smith of Bidwell in Extreme Southern Ohio admits that even that extra money is not enough to bring as much treatment as is needed.
I think there's gaps in the system, and that's why we put $20 million of capital funding in there for new treatment beds.
The leading Democrat on the House Finance Committee is Jack Serra of Bel Air, near the border with Wheeling, West Virginia. Serra agrees that while the additional funding will help battle the opioid epidemic, it's not enough, and he has a solution.
There's additional needs there, so I think it's something that we'd like to see perhaps looking at, and we've called for in the past, declaring an emergency and using some of the rainy day fund.
But Smith says with that $170 million investment, his caucus feels dipping into the state's savings account is not something to consider now. The House also added nearly $90 million to primary education. No surprise, given that more than half of Ohio's public school districts would have been cut in Kasich's budget. But there are still schools that will get budget cuts. Serra says he's still disappointed because he says the focus on cutting state income taxes has driven schools to seek tax increases at the local level. And Serra has questions about the helpfulness of the House budget's proposal to allow video poker at racinos with the proceeds going to education.
That's always questionable whether that's going to generate the kind of money. I don't know at this point. I think the problem is without going to the rainy day fund, I think it would be difficult to find a way to really do what you need to do for education.
But Smith notes this was the second largest investment that House leaders made after the opioid crisis.
Well, it's not a lot over 600 plus districts. It's hard to move the needle, as Representative Serra said. I would simply say to the school districts, while a lot of people were moving backwards in this budget, they got $90 million more.
The House also scrapped Kasich's 17% income tax cut, along with the tax increases that would have paid for it. Hikes in taxes on cigarettes, e-cigarettes, alcohol, and oil and gas drilling, and the increase and broadening of the state sales tax. Smith suggests erasing this part of Kasich's budget was about dealing with the immediate tax revenue shortfall, and is not necessarily a sign that House Republicans no longer embrace the idea that tax cuts can spark the economy.
This year was a good time for stabilization and consistency and moving everything around tax-wise and changing the structure at a time like this just didn't seem like the right thing to do. We feel like we've made a lot of progress in the past, and stability and consistency going forward I think was more important.
But Democrats have long claimed that Kasich's attempt to move the state more towards sales taxes and away from income taxes benefits the wealthy and shortchanges everyone else. Serra likes this pause on income tax cuts now, and hence it should continue.
In the future, we need to be a lot more careful in making sure that the type of tax policy we come up with for both individuals and for businesses are really ones that are going to affect the economy, because I think it's debatable whether some of the ones that we've done recently have really helped.
Even with all these changes in the House, there is still at least $200 million in additional cuts that the Senate will have to make to bring the budget into balance. But Smith says until final budget numbers are received in June, there's no way to tell exactly what that number is or whether the budget is actually not balanced yet, though by state law it has to be when it's finally passed and signed into law by July 1st. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.